The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. IRS whistleblower confirms the Bidens prostituted America for $17 million. $17 million. That's what we know. It could be a lot more. Laws don't apply to Democrats. They only apply to their enemies now, especially in Washington, D.C., as we can see. The deep state can break any law and get away with it. They can even murder Trump supporters and get praised for doing it. That's not an overstatement that many of you may think I'm overstating, but I will prove it in this video because it's been done. It's already been done. And I will show you. It is evil like we have never faced before. I can't stand it. The Democrat Party is so wicked, so evil, and the Bidens show you that as long as you are a deep state globalist Democrat, especially, even deep state Republicans can be protected. They can sell out their country like Benedict Arnold. And Joe Biden is Benedict Arnold, if you don't know. He's worse than Benedict Arnold. And everyone in his administration is Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold betrayed his country, and he didn't do it for free. Just so you know, they never do it for free. Benedict Arnold's motivation was money. Everyone who does something evil, their motivation is money. It's also their justification when they do something evil. Like the people working in the Biden administration that know that they're working for evil will justify it because they say, well, I was getting paid. They'll do their evil and then say, well, but I was paid. I'm just doing my job. I was just trying to do my job. That's all I'm trying to do. No, you're choosing to be evil. Every evil person got paid. You think the Germans followed Hitler for free? Or do you think they got paid? You think an SS soldier did what they did for free? No. Hitler knew the way you get loyalty is pay them and pay them well. How do you get the FBI to be so corrupt that it will do the evil deeds of basically be the arm of the Democrat Party and anti-American arm law enforcement agency? How does that happen? Because the agents get paid well and they don't want to lose their jobs. So you pay them well and then they'll justify it. Well, I'm not a whistleblower because my career will be over. Which I get, I understand that. It's very difficult. I'm not saying it would be easy. But they think they're going to stand before God and God's going to say, well, I understand why you didn't do the right thing. I understand why you promoted evil and persecuted people. I understand why you allowed it to happen. You wanted money. So I'm cool with that. You think that's what God's going to say when you stand before him? You think that's how that conversation goes? I'll let you know it doesn't go that way if you don't know. You will be held 100% responsible for your actions and money won't even be a factor. It'll all be on your morality and why you chose. And money being your motive actually makes you more guilty because it says you love money more than God. So then now you're even in bigger trouble because now you've got a sin where God can say, and you chose money over my morality that I put in your heart so that you would know right from wrong, and you chose it. So your excuse becomes a bigger punishment. Just so you know, I'm not joking. I'm not making things up. This is really going to happen to people. This isn't fantasy. If you think it's fantasy, then go look at a tree and say, how did that get there? How did this planet get there? Who put the sun in the sky? My word, if you don't know God exists, you have to be blind. Don't act like God is a fantasy. You think this is, we just randomly are here. There's no God. There's no creator. There's no creator whatsoever. I'm so complex designed, but nobody designed me. It's just an accident. Give me a break. No one really believes that. You can't believe that unless you've had a car accident and there's been damage to the head. And then I would say, okay, maybe you could believe that. All right. So let's get to, I'm fired up about this corruption. I am sick of the evil Democrat Party. I'm always sick of the Democrat Party. I'm one of the biggest tongue lashers there is against the Democrat Party. I hold nothing back because they deserve it. That's how I fight evil. They are pure evil, and I fight them as evil. I don't fight them as a political party. I fight them as Satan's tool, because they are Satan's tool. And I've done shows on this proving everything they do is the work of Satan against God. Everything they do is a justification of sin. Think of a sin, the Democrat Party justifies it, including pedophilia, just so you know. There is nothing they don't justify. Nothing. Because they're Satan's tool. The IRS whistleblower, though, I want you to see so you can know. We're not making this up about the Bidens, even though I have to combat the lies of the liberal media and Google and all the search engines and Facebook and Twitter and anyone that would try to say that this isn't true. $17 million that we know of, I'm sure there's more, but this is why they prostituted America out. This is why China is invading America right now through our southern border, setting up for an invasion, because Benedict Arnold Biden sold you out.
Discuss with you specific payments made to Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Democrats and the left-wing media are also saying there's no evidence. But let's get into the evidence, Mr. Ziegler. I want to direct you to pages 99 and 100 of your transcript. How much money did Hunter Biden and his associates receive from the Romanian company you identified?
So that amount would be from Romania. So the approximate total transfers from the Romania company would have been $3.1 million to everyone.
$3.1 million. How much did Hunter Biden and his business associates receive from State Energy HK Limited through the Robinson Walker LLC?
So total transfers from State Energy HK to Rob Walker was $3
million. $3 million. Was there a $100,000 payment from CEFC Infrastructure to Owasco PC, Hunter Biden's professional corporation?
Yes, Chairman.
Approximately how much was transferred to Hunter Biden and his business associates through Hudson West 3?
So the total transfers from Hudson West 3 to everyone was $3.7 million.
$3.7 million. How much money did Hunter Biden and his business associates receive from the Ukrainian company Burisma?
Burisma paid to everyone involved $6.5 million.
$6.5 million. Burisma also paid Blue Star Strategies and a law firm hundreds of thousands of dollars, bringing the total Burisma payments to over $7 million. Is that correct?
That is correct. $7.3 million.
$7.3 million. Between 2014 and 2019, this brings the total amount of foreign income streams received to approximately $17 million, correct?
That is correct.
What was the purpose of analyzing money from foreign sources, and do you have documents to support your findings?
So for the purpose of documenting the foreign sources is we, as a part of a normal international tax investigation, we have to figure out where the money's coming from. You have to follow the money trail. And as a part of that process, we have to follow different transactions, identify different foreign entities that might be paying a person, and then we go and get those records.
Right. And hopefully you can provide that to the committee.
So yeah. Any records regarding those transactions,
we love evidence on this side of the aisle.
As you can see, the IRS whistleblowers, and we've had whistleblowers, thank goodness there's people that do have a conscience that say, man, I can't do this. It's so corrupt. I have to come forward. And they're throwing their careers away. But at least they're doing it. Whereas others will just take the money and work for the Biden administration. But a lot of them are Democrats. They don't care. They really don't care. I always wonder, do they not know that we're the good guys and they're the bad guys? It's a serious question. Think about it. They call us tyrants, conservatives on the right. Do they really believe that Christian conservative family men and women raising their children, wanting to be left alone, are tyrants? Do they really believe the mothers who don't want their children indoctrinated with evil sexual behaviors, grooming their child? Do they really think we're the bad guys? Do they really think they're good? I think there's some people, they really think that they're on the side of good because good is evil in their mind, and evil is good. But how do you get that deceived? I think deep, deep down, they know, because God wouldn't judge them at the end of their life and punish them if they were really unable to know the difference between good and evil, because that's what they're really happening to proclaim. By proclaiming someone like me is the bad guy and they're the good guy, the Democrats, would mean that they are going to stand before God and say, I didn't know the difference between good and evil, God. You can't judge me. You can't throw me into hell because I don't know. I thought I was on the side of good. So I think there's no way that argument can be held up in front of God. Therefore, that tells me they do know they're evil. They just lie to justify their evil. They don't want to give up whatever the evil sin is that they have been justified by the Democrat Party. Remember, the Democrat Party justifies people's sins to get them to vote for them. They will say they're cool. They're cool with any sexual immorality whatsoever. Vote for the Democrat Party. See? You want to murder your baby? Vote for the Democrat Party. Murder your baby. The only time they're okay with anyone having an ounce of freedom is the freedom to sin. If it's not the freedom to sin, they want to take all freedom away. No real freedoms unless you're going to do something evil against God. Then we will support you. Then, as the Democrat Party, we will be on your side. That's them. But look, you've got a two-tier justice system because evil people are in place, and the evil people go after innocent people like Donald Trump, who's 100% completely innocent, and everybody knows it. Robert Mueller proved it. No Democrat can say they don't know Donald Trump's innocent. The whole point of Robert Mueller probe was to actually find a crime, to do a special counsel, not to convict him on what they were accusing him of, but to find something. And they couldn't find a single thing. That's how squeaky clean he was. So every Democrat knows Donald Trump is squeaky clean. So any Democrat that supports the prosecution of Donald Trump knows they're going after an innocent man. Do you know how evil it is? I think next to murder and molestation of children, the third worst thing you can possibly do is innocently throw an innocent person in jail and take their freedoms away completely. You destroy their entire life when they're completely innocent and you know they're innocent. It's like taking the innocence away from a child. Is pure evil. It's like murdering somebody. It's very close to those things. It's that evil. And the Democrats, as a whole, as a party, I'm talking about average people who vote for the Democrat Party, want to get an innocent man thrown into prison. Do you understand the level of evil that is in their heart, that they love it, they cheer it, and they don't care? They're not like you. Yes, we're all children of God. Yes, we're all fallen. But they love their sin, and you don't love your sin. And that makes you different. Remember, if you don't love your sin, you're an alien to this world. Most people love their sin. But they're being so vicious, it isn't just Trump. They're going after Trump supporters. Now I'm going to show you how they're trying to intimidate witnesses by threatening them with jail time in order to get them to lie, because they know they have nothing on Donald Trump. And the Democrats love this. They don't care. You either lie about President Trump in the upcoming trial so we can imprison him illegally, or we'll imprison you. That's literally happening right now. Watch.
Christina Bob, one of the president's lawyers on TV a lot, they're criminalizing supporting Donald Trump. You've seen this in Michigan last night, NBC News reporting Arizona. Remember, Arizona, she's not even legitimate. Abe Hamadeh won that, right? Absolutely. She's not even legitimate attorney general. So give me your assessment. Are they criminalizing supporting President Trump?
they're criminalizing their political opposition. They're trying to scare conservatives away from voicing their opinion, voicing any type of dissent. They're really going after political dissent from their offices. So there were charges referred against 16 electors in Michigan within 24 hours of President Trump announcing that he had received a target letter from Jack Smith's office regarding January 6th. Now we see Arizona maybe doing the same thing. These are all liberal attorney generals with a liberal special prosecutor going after their political opponents. What's interesting to me about what they brought in Michigan, because right now all we can see is what came out in Michigan, is they're charging forgery, which is a very odd charge to bring in a case like this. Because usually forgery means you're trying to make something look like something it's not. You forge a Monet and you want to make it look like a Monet, you know, from years ago. You forge a check, you sign someone else's name. If you sign your own name to your own check, that's not a forgery. That's just a check. And that's what we have here. They filled out their own names. They signed their own names as Trump electors. And so the idea that this is somehow a forged document is nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. It appears to be a way to threaten the electors into testifying. Because remember now, all these people they've indicted are supposed to be witnesses against President Trump in Jack Smith's investigation. So it appears to be a way to threaten witnesses, saying if you don't testify against Donald Trump the way we want you to, we're throwing you in jail.
Yes,
that's it. 100%. They're indicting Jack Smith's witnesses using state attorney generals, but they wanted to use federal charges so that they can threaten them. That's why they're doing the forgery thing. It's all about trying to figure out how can we get it to be a federal charge. That's all they're doing. It doesn't have to be legitimate. It's all fake. It's all crap to get Donald Trump. But if they don't, they will throw these people in jail if they can. They don't care. They're that evil. Folks, you are fighting evil. Do you know when you watch a movie and you see foreign countries and there's wicked evil people doing wicked evil things that you think, how are those people in those foreign countries that evil? How do they rape little children? How do they do that? How are they that evil? Those people are called Democrats in America. Do you understand? That's the same. If those people came to America, do you know what party they'd belong to? The Democrat Party, guaranteed. They are those people, and those people are them. Do you know who the Nazis were? Democrat Socialists, the National Socialist Workers' Party. Those were the Nazis. They were open socialists. They weren't on the right. They destroyed the communists because the communists were in their way. The only way Hitler could take control of Germany is if he got rid of the Communist Party. But they were open socialists. They were on the left. They just weren't full-blown communists, so they had to remove the communists. And because they removed the communists, it gave the left the ability to lie in all the history books to make you think that they're on the right somehow. Hitler was never on the right. He's an anti-God, atheist, typical Democrat today. And everything he ran on are the policies that Democrats love to this day. They're no different. It's the same people just living at a different time. Your Democrat Party are the same people who lived in Germany during that time. They would have those people, if Joe Biden was Hitler, they would support him. Do you understand who you're dealing with? Because I don't think you do. I don't think most Americans do. I think I see politicians that are Republicans going out to eat with Democrats. That's what I see. Going out to eat and yucking it up. They don't really understand the evil they're dealing with. These people have evil in their heart, and until they repent to Jesus Christ, you should have nothing to do with them. Hope they repent, and if they don't, have nothing to do with them. I mean that. Watch as they don't care, because Democrats in Washington, D.C. can murder Trump supporters and nothing happens to them. Watch. You just saw the murder of a Trump supporter, and guess what happened? They praised the Capitol Police. They gave them awards for murdering Trump supporters. And I say supporters because a lot of people don't know that there was another woman that was killed by the Capitol Police. Her name is Roseanne Boylan. We always forget about her. She was beaten to death by the Capitol Police. Was anyone held accountable? No, they were given awards. Why? Because they're Trump supporters. And if you say it's not because they're Trump supporters, Bull crap. If this was Antifa, a riot of something, and police did this, those police would be in jail for the rest of their lives. Imagine if they gave awards to the police officers that were there at George Floyd. Not even the guy that choked him, but there was other police officers there. Imagine if they gave awards to those police officers for standing around. Because the Capitol Police stood around, let protesters in. They didn't even do their job. Why are they getting awards? They're getting awards because they killed Trump supporters. And I'm not kidding. That's why. Watch as another Trump supporter is killed. There's not many good angles, but this is a slow motion beating. And yes, okay, it's slow motion. It's not the greatest angle. I want you to see a different angle that gives you a better understanding. The police didn't even help her. They didn't even care. They let her just die. Watch. Those are Trump supporters giving her life support as you're watching. I don't even see a police officer even trying to help. They're not doing their job. They get awards for this. Well, yeah, Democrats award them. Democrats give them awards for this. Look at her lifeless body. You need to look at it. You need to understand that the Democrats are evil as you watch this. Now you need to understand, okay, you saw her lifeless body. You need to understand that they also took innocent people and threw them in jail and framed them on January 6th. And some of them are still in jail to this day, and they don't care. They don't care. They are the tool of Satan. They are the tool of Satan. You don't think they got awards? Look at this headline from the Western Journal. Lawmakers award medals to the Capitol Police who killed Ashley Babbitt on January 6th. Only 21 opposed. Award. All GOP. It's sickening. That was the worst performance by a police department in the history of America. But part of it was because some of them were in on it and some of them weren't. Some of them knew that this was an FBI setup. That's why they let the protesters in. And some of the police officers didn't. And that's why they didn't let the protesters in. Because they can't have everybody in on it. But you need to know the evil that you're dealing with. And that's the evil that you're dealing with. Pure evil. Folks, don't travel to Washington, D.C. Don't ever travel to New York City. They can put you in jail and you didn't do anything wrong because those are communist cities run by communists. Avoid them like they're a communist nation. I'm not joking. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya.
Sophia paused before the door. It read, Department of Bi-Digital Convergence. Just inside was a new world, a better world, the one of everlasting life, of no pain, of no loss, of no problem. She entered the chamber and her surroundings changed. She saw around her an infinite field of waving golden grain surmounted by cloudless blue sky. The AI voice whispered gently in her mind, Welcome to the Singularity. She couldn't see it and couldn't feel it, but her body had almost instantly been covered by a swarm of tiny gray multi-legged bots that melted through her clothes and into her skin. Not perceiving the nightmare, her eyes had already been consumed and the rest of her body was dissolving as the bots digested her flesh. She felt only a warmth suffusing her being. Drowsy, she drifted to sleep, and her last thought was one of panic. Would she ever wake? Could a nightmare vision like this be an outcome of the much-hyped transhumanist technological singularity? Enter the world of the future as illuminated by the experience of the past in Endgame. The new book by Dennis Barrett, the publisher of The New American Magazine, and find out how the disastrous COVID pandemic response fits with the technocratic elite's thirst to create a transhumanist utopia. Get Endgame from shopjbs.org with free shipping with code ENDSHIP, ENDSHIP. Or get Endgame and the Great Reset Collector's issue of The New American Magazine and get free shipping plus an additional 20% off both with code N20, END20.